The next three songs reflect another important Neoplatonic idea, the anima mundi, or world soul, understood as a third essence between the material and the divine, a living principle that is immanent in the material world, uniting all things within a deeper reality. As Ficino writes, the third essence set between them is such that it cleaves to the higher while not abandoning the lower, and in it, therefore, the higher and the lower are linked together. The Watermill is a setting of a poem by the American poet Josephine Peabody. Through the image of a turning mill wheel, the poem reflects the passage of time and rhythms of daily life. One writer described the song as a Dutch painting in music. Rather than presenting everyday life as mundane, the poem finds beauty and meaning within it. Vaughan Williams reflects this through the circular motion of the piano accompaniment, which becomes part of the song's narrative, carrying us through the day's cycle. The composer himself felt the song should sound quiet and dreamy, rather than hurried, allowing space for reflection, and we aim to respect this in our interpretation. Recalling the idea of the world soul, the turning mill wheel becomes a symbol of the overruling order that connects individual lives to the wider rhythms of life and shows that beauty and meaning are also present within the many small things surrounding us.
We will follow with Lauer Sommernacht by Alma Mahler. Although Alma Mahler is often remembered in relation to Gustav Mahler, she was herself a gifted composer. According to her own testimony, she wrote over 100 songs, although only a small number survive. Set to a poem by Otto Julius Bierbaum, Lauer Sommernacht describes two lovers searching for each other under a metaphorical dark, starless sky in the forest. Towards the end, the poem asks whether life itself is a process of searching before being illuminated by love. Nature is not presented as a passive backdrop, but alive and responsive. Atmosphere, emotion, and desire begin to dissolve. The emergence of love brings light into darkness and provides not only romantic fulfillment, but guides towards a higher reality. Widmung by Robert Schumann was composed in 1840, his Liederjahr mentioned earlier, as part of his song cycle Märten, and presented to Clara Schumann as a wedding gift. When Clara would finally be free to marry Robert, despite her father's opposition, Schumann began secretly composing the songs that would become his cycle Märten, meaning myrtle, a plant traditionally associated with weddings, love, and fertility. Clara, suspecting that he was preparing a wedding gift, wrote to him, "Tell me what you are composing. I'd so love to know. Please, please, could it by any chance be a wedding present?" Widmung expresses profound gratitude and devotion. Following the innig lebhaft marking, our interpretation begins with an internalized expression before transforming into an excited outward mood. In the piano postlude, Robert quotes Schubert's famous Ave Maria, which was one of Clara's favorite songs.